All right, guys, we have a lot of music tonight, not just for me, Claire, and Dwight. Mary's and Midas is going to come up here.
Can I move these?
Do not touch that fucking stair!
you can do whatever you want, Mary. I actually would prefer if you moved it closer.
Okay.
Don't touch it!
Guys, we have fun here.
Okay. I'm going to tell a story.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. I'm just going to pull up your lyrics. Actually,
I'll awesome. Away from now. Cool. Okay, just a little bit of setup right now.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of setup. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the best Christmas gift I ever gave anyone. But first, I must establish this. Joss Whedon is personally responsible for my greatest lifelong friendship. To explain, I have known my best friend Rachel since the first grade, but we didn't become really good friends until the seventh grade when I overheard her talking about an episode of Buffy that she had watched the night before. It was either that or she had a friend who had slept with a vampire who lost his soul. And we didn't have vampires at our school. So it couldn't have been that. So we became like, that was our gateway for our friendship. We realized we had so much more in common, but it was really like, talking about Buffy episodes that really bonded and cemented our friendship. Unfortunately, when it came time to go to high school, we ended up having to go to different high schools. We lived a mile apart, but the way that the school districts were set, she went to Tinley Park and I went to Oak Forest. And we were so distraught that we weren't going to be able to talk about the Buffy episodes Wednesday morning in homeroom anymore. So what we decided is that every Tuesday, I would go over to Rachel's house and eat a sensible yet delicious meal with her family. Which, by the way, her family, when they had salad with their dinner, they put it in a separate bowl, which, like, blew my mind. Because my family, we just put the salad on the regular dinner plate like the animals that we were. But I digress. And we would watch Buffy, and we did that every single Tuesday night of the entire 4 years of high school. Whether we had too much AP homework, or it was the seventh season and the episode sucked, we still... Hey. Just endless inspirational speeches from Buffy. That's what season seven is. We would always get together every Tuesday night. And so our junior year was when the Buffy musical episode came out. And so when it became Christmas time, I was trying to think of a really cool present that I could give Rachel. And what I came up with was writing her a book of songs about Buffy. It's called Getting the Wiggins. A Buffy compilation of various artists. Now, guys, this is not just a book of songs that I wrote about Buffy. There is a concept, a very high concept around this book. What I did was I created like a universe in the future where the Buffy musical had been on Broadway and was a smash success, won tons of Tonys. Everyone loved the Buffy musical. But that also it ended up being so popular that famous singers and bands would end up writing and performing songs about Buffy on their own. So Joss Whedon released a compilation CD of all of the best songs that famous artists had written about Buffy. And this is the, like, the companion guide to that. It has all the lyrics to the songs, and it lists the names of the songs and who wrote them. And there's also commentary from Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
know about how the songs came about. And little Easter eggs about all, guys, it's got all the hits about Buffy. It's got the G-Man rap written and performed by Anthony Stewart Head. It's got I'm in Love with Xander Harris. I Want Net Girl Back. And it's and I made, you know, this kind of attention to detail is something you only see from best friends and schizophrenics. And on top, like, there's about 10 songs that I wrote, and on top of writing this, the cherry on top of this gift was that I performed all of these songs for Rachel in her room a cappella. And I should be institutionalized. It's like, this is not normal what I did. But now, I am actually, in a few months, I'm going to be a bridesmaid in Rachel's wedding. And I don't think we would have stayed friends if I hadn't heard her talk about Buffy, if we hadn't decided we were going to watch Buffy every Tuesday. So Joss Whedon is personally responsible for all of this. And, you know, like I said, I sang all of these a cappella when I originally performed this for Rachel. But luckily, we have a few talented musicians in the audience. So what I would like to perform for you tonight, it's a song called She Saved the World a Lot. It was written by Joss Whedon and performed by two people, Michelle Trachtenberg and Sophia Shaw. And before we get into it, I'd like to read the linear notes from Joss Whedon. This is quite a bonus. Michelle Trachtenberg was originally supposed to sing this song at Buffy's funeral in the episode of The Gift, but it was cut because it disrupted the flow of the episode. Luckily, though, it was used for Buffy on Broadway, with the famous actress Sophia Shaw as Dawn. This tremendous song that I wrote for an award-winning show and musical is quite emotional and well-written by me. So let me just adjust. Sorry, Dwight. I don't mean to touch it. So this is She Saved the World a Lot. You ready? You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Cool. She said, the hottest thing in this world is to live in it. Yet she loved it so much she would die for it. The tears dropped from my eyes as the pain washed over her face. Who'd have known in death she would find her place? She whispered to me her last testaments and wills. Woo! All to keep my blood from getting spilled. I'll never forget how she could be so brave. I'll never forget how she died to save the day. Oh, Buffy and Summers, rest in peace. 1981 to 2001. She saved the world. She saved the world. She saved the world a lot. My hands have been tied and bound. She set me free. She sacrificed herself in place of me. Death was her gift, and she gave unselfishly. She needed to give to the world. She wanted to save me. Can't comprehend how my sister could love me so much. Sometimes it hurts so bad, like my throat's been cut. Why would my sister do this? after all I put her through. I wish I figured it out earlier. I wish I knew. Oh, Buffy and Summers, rest in peace. 1981 to 2001. She saved the world. She saved the world. She saved the world alive. My sister was a Slayer, and she always cared. My sister was a friend. She was always there. My sister was immortal, unfortunately. My sister was a hero. She saved the world for me. Can't take this emotion. Can't take this emotion. Can't take this emotion much longer. I have to be like my sister. I have to be like my sister. I have to be like my sister much stronger. Oh, Buffy and Summers, rest in peace. 1981 to 2001. She saved the world. She saved the world. She saved the world, my sister. She saved the world a lot.
Good.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
That was fantastic. Oh my god. Is there any way we can like publish that whole book?